Hey, this is Mike.
And this is Leo.
And welcome to the Asian Menswear Podcast, a podcast made specifically to empower, inspire, and motivate all of you guys to become the best versions of yourselves. This is for us. What's up, and welcome back to the Asian Menswear Podcast. I hope you guys have been well. Today's episode is a pre-recorded segment from my weekly Instagram Live Wednesday Whiskey News Recap Show for Asian Menswear. The purpose of the show is to update everyone on all the news they might have missed. The report is centered around all the great things Asian men are doing in the U.S. and worldwide. And why is this important? Well, it's good to provide real examples of Asian men doing more than just stereotypical things to prove we are more than that. I hope you guys enjoy this new segment. Now, here's the show. All right, first piece of news, guys. NBA player Rui Hachimura serves as Japan's flag bearer at Olympic ceremony. Washington Wizards forward Rui Hachimura will be one of the two flag bearers for Japan at the Tokyo Olympics, the other being two-time wrestling world champion Yu Sasaki. It is the first time in Olympics history that each nation has allowed two flag bearers. Hachimura, 23, was born in Toyama, Japan, and became the first Japanese player ever selected in the first round of the NBA draft when he was picked by the Washington Wizards in 2019. Hachimura was named to the NBA All-Rookie Second Team for the 2019 and 2020 season and has continued to play a key role for the Wizards since entering the NBA, averaging nearly 31 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Alongside Hachimura and Sasaki, 580 other athletes are expected to represent Japan at the Olympics, the largest turnout Japan has ever seen for the Games. Definitely a high honor for Rui, especially for being someone with a mixed ethnic background. How do you guys feel about that? I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but I know Japan's kind of had an issue with diversity in general, but to have him carrying the nation's flag is pretty interesting, especially with him and Naomi Osaka. What do you guys think about that? All right, I'm going to jump into the next piece of news. All right, we got another mixed athlete here. Jay Leatherland becomes first Asian-American winner at the Tokyo Olympics. Team USA scored both gold and silver medals at the race, with Chase Kalis winning Olympic gold after finishing in 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Leatherland followed at 4 minutes and 10 seconds, securing the silver medal. The 25-year-old swimmer was born in Osaka, Japan. He grew up in Atlanta, where he trained as a swimmer for years. Along with Kalis, Leatherland graduated from the University of Georgia. U.S. team assistant coach Jack Bowlery commented, "It's unbelievable. You think he's out at the Olympic trials. I actually stopped looking. I was watching Chase, and I happened to look down with 75 meters to go, and it's like, here we go again, and sure enough." So yes, he was able to get that accomplishment, being the first Asian-American to earn a medal. Congrats to him. Do any of you guys follow swimming? Do you guys know about Jay? All right, we're going to jump into the next one. So yeah, if you guys you've missed any of the Wednesday Whiskey, you can always catch it on the podcast, so no worries there. All right, Sung Hung Min signs new 4-year contract with Tottenham Hotspurs. The South Korean footballer will be staying with the Hotspurs until 2025. Unconfirmed reports state that Sung's new annual salary may exceed $14 million. Sung shared the big news on his Instagram account. "I am delighted to be extending my time at this amazing club. I want to thank the chairman, my teammates, and everyone at the club that support me. The fans have made me feel welcome since the day I arrived, and I can't wait to play for all of you guys in a full stadium." Sung's sensational achievements include a record 17 goals scored by a single player during the regular season. He's also become the first Asian player to be part of the PFA's Team of the Year award, which he shared with Harry Kane, his teammate. Congrats to Sung. If you guys know about him, he's huge internationally, doing really great things with football. And although there is some debate about whether or not this was a great decision on his end for extending his contract with his current team, some are saying the team isn't going anywhere and takes out the chance for him to win any sort of individual awards. All right, guys, this is the last piece of news I got. All right, Randall Park pens Takeout, a new Hulu series starring Lana Condor. WandaVision star will be co-writing the pilot with Michael Klamko. Klamko scripted a Netflix rom-com, Always Be My Maybe, which starred Park and Ali Wong. Takeout tells the story of Iris, who must balance her professional and personal life. The official show synopsis reads, "Takeout takes an irrelevant look at the modern-day relationship comedy while also deconstructing one-dimensional tropes from martial arts pop culture." Takeout is currently in early development at Hulu. Lana will be playing the leading role in Park's half-hour show. No further casting or production details have been announced. What do you guys think about this new series with Lana? But that's pretty much wraps up today's Wednesday Whiskey number 72. And that's it for our show. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's news recap. Don't forget to subscribe if you enjoyed today's episode, and be sure to check out the official Asian Menswear community on Discord. To join, go to Instagram and search Asian Menswear and click the link in the bio. Thanks, guys.